BBB.
Hi, is Georgian?
Yeah, hold on, okay? Hold on. Perfect. This is Luis, hold on, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Or innovative. Our performance during our 15-year-plus history has been recognized as consistently superior. We're at 3905 East Mira Loma Avenue in Anaheim.
Hello?
Hi, are you there with me?
Sure.
Perfect. So I've got the numbers for you.
Okay, what are we looking at?
Okay, so this is on $100,000. This is a weekly payment. Just as an FYI, this program is actually better than the program you got approved for last time, simply because of the interest forgiveness on a renewal. And I do want to explain that. I don't want to gloss over it. So essentially what this means is the following. If you do $100,000 right now, and you know halfway through the loan you need more money, assuming you qualify and you do a renewal, the remaining interest on the loan is waived. You don't have to roll in the interest. So that's the best highlight of this program. I'm going to give you numbers on 100, but I'm also going to give you numbers on, say, 250, because the term is longer than what you did in the past. So it might not be, you might not have as much sticker shock, okay? So if you looked at $100,000 over 18 months,
okay.
Give me 1 second. I just have to calculate this out for you. The weekly payment on that is going to be, it should be $1,743. I'm just going to double check that. Yeah, it should be $1,743.59. So $1,743. If you did, in terms of the fee, there's a one-time origination fee that comes out of the loan, so you're not going to write us a check for anything. It's a 2.5% fee on this program, so it will come out of the loan amount. So if you do $100,000, you would net $97,500. Your first payment will come out on a Wednesday. So let's say your loan can fund today. So if you funded your loan today, your first payment would come out on Wednesday of next week. I'm going to also give you some numbers, though, on some larger amounts if you kind of want to kick this around, okay? So do you have that pen handy still? Hello?
Yeah, I have the pen.
I'm sorry. It's kind of echoey. So I'm just going to give you numbers on, say, on. I'm going to give you numbers on 175, and I'm also giving you numbers on the full 250. So if you did 175, the weekly payment on that would be $3,051.28.
And this is for 18-month term, right?
Correct. 18 months, weekly payments. Most importantly, like I said, if you do renew, there's interest forgiveness. So I'm not here to, like, you know, you're an existing Cardiff customer, so I'm not going to push you on it, but I'm just telling you for the program. This is the program that I use for all of my best customers simply because it gives them a lot of options in 9 months. If they want to borrow more money, they're not going to say have to be on the hook to kind of roll over a lot of interest. It's the best long-term program in the industry.
You happen to have a 24-month plan, Ruben?
We do, but honestly, the pricing is not the best, and it also doesn't usually come. There are some terms, but they don't really come with a lot of interest forgiveness, so it's not really the best way to go. It's easy to sell it to you, to be blunt, but it's not the best long-term fit. Because what will happen is this. Let me give you an idea. So you guys are interested in keeping your payments really low, correct? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's just say you guys are you're interested in keeping your payments low, and I can understand that. If you do a 24-month term, your payments will generally be kept low. And I can always, you know, I'm going to double check and see if there are some things we can do on a 24-month term. You'll have to give me about an hour, and then I'll holler back at you, and I'll check. The traditional reason why I don't do the 24-month or why we don't do the 24-month on this term is the following. So let's say you do a 24-month loan. Once you're halfway through that loan, or who knows, maybe 9 months down the road, you'll want or need some more money. Well, the problem is that you're going to have to roll over all, you know, a year and a half of interest into that new loan. This product actually doesn't have that issue come up. But I'm more than happy to see if I can do a 24-month term and knock your payments down. You would just have to give me about an hour on it, okay? But let me also give you the numbers on 250 just so you have them handy, okay? So if you did the full 250, Your weekly on that would be $43.58. I guess I'd ask you, what kind of payment on a monthly or weekly payment are you guys trying to manage for, say, the $100,000 or so? What's your comfort zone here?
You know what? Honestly, to be honest, we don't really know. We haven't really thought about that just yet. We were kind of just looking around to see, you know, look around at options and see what they can offer for us.
Okay.
For the most part, honestly, like I told you, it's not. We're not like dying for the money. He just kind of wants it for capital in case, you know, God forbid something happens. He has that there as an emergency stash.
You have some customers that aren't paying you on a kind of, they're not paying you.
And not only that, last month was a little slow for us, so now we're kind of hurting this month, and you know what I mean? So, it's just a matter of time before it starts getting better, you know what I mean? And we won't be hurting as much. He just wants to have it as a backup.
Absolutely. So let me do this. I can completely understand your needs. I'd, of course, like to get your loan funded. That's my role here. Let me take about an hour or so and see if we can do a 24-month term. But in terms of, are you guys shopping around at a few different places for loans? You know, please just tell me.
Yeah, we are, to be honest with you, man.
Okay, yeah. Where have you guys applied?
So what, I believe, give me one second. Let me see. Let me
sure.
see if I have the paper right here. Give me one second.
I don't think one is this.
Okay, right now we have one that's called Reliant Funding.
All right, I know Reliant, actually. They're in San Diego a lot. Actually, my co-manager used to work there.
And then I am, right now I'm dealing with Wells Fargo and then B of A.
Okay, so let's kind of go through each thing. I don't really care who you're working with at Reliant, but I've been here 9.5 years and I have a great track record, so I'll just give you guys some education on the product. So Bank of America and Wells Fargo are traditionally not going to be a good fit, a traditional bank, for a cash loan product. That's just a little too risky for them, although you can feel free to apply them. That's just my general, the way that I look at it. So you're applying with Reliant. Has anyone there given you any numbers, any approvals, or no?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so let me kind of tell you what's going to happen, because I've been doing this way too long to like not say, hey, here's what's going to happen. So these loans can be portrayed in many different avenues. People are going to talk to you like salespeople, and they're going to try to, it's like a car going into a car dealer, correct? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My idea is not to do the whole car dealer, try to do three card Monte. It's just to tell you the highs and lows. The reason why this program is simply the best is the interest forgiveness. It is the ability for someone that once they are halfway through the loan to get their interest forgiven. So they're not going to get, say, screwed in 9 months. Let me give you an example. So I have another approval for you for $100,000. It's actually up to $175,000. Now, the problem is that loan is actually, you're going to pay back quite a bit less on that loan over 18 months. So from your perspective, it probably makes sense to pay less, correct?
Yes, definitely.
All right, perfect. Here's the problem. So I can give you that loan if you want. If you want, I give you $100,000 and you're going to save, I can just give you the exact numbers. You'd save about $9,000 paying back over 18 months. So from your perspective, that would be a really good product. Here's the problem. If you need more money in the future on that product, let's just say when you're halfway through the loan, you're going to roll out and you need more money. You're going to do what's called a renewal. And that means you're going to take all the money that you owe, half the repayment, and move half that repayment, both principal and interest, into your new loan. So even though it looks cheaper up front, it's actually more expensive at the end of the day if you need more money. This is a product that I use for a lot of my customers simply because in 9 months, their loan, they're not in a position of kind of biting the bullet, so to speak, in 9 months. And I can put all of this in writing for you, send you amortization schedules, but I just want to make sure you understand kind of the highs and the lows of the product.
Oh, no, yeah, we understand. If you can do that too, man, that would be awesome, Ruben, if you can 18-month on that type of deal, because honestly, we're anticipating that won't be the case, but we won't need more money along the line, you know?
So in this case, you don't think that you don't think that you would need more money in 18 months? I mean, in 9 months?
Oh, in 9 months, no.
Okay. Do you have any interest in doing anything larger than, a $250,000, than $100,000 loan? Or is $100,000 the most you'd need right now?
Honestly, 100K
I'm sorry?
I said 100K is pretty much where we want to stay. It's a little bit more than what we even need, to be honest with you.
That's okay. You don't need to borrow more than you need. So kind of just to kind of read back the conversation, number one, 100, you don't want to, even though you're approved for 250, more than 250 doesn't really do anything for you. So you just want 100K. And basically, this is best bottom line pricing in a quick manner because you really don't need the whole interest forgiveness. That's not a huge, I mean, it's nice, but you'd rather do something a little cheaper up front.
I just kind of want to weigh out my options, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, yeah, and that's what we're going to be. We're going to be like an insurance, an insurance company here, so we're just going to give you a few different policies to choose from, in a sense, and set three different loans, and then you can say, hey, look, here's what I want, here's what I don't want, X, Y, and Z. That's it.
Sounds good.
If I get you guys the numbers today, would you like to try to get this signed and funded today?
Hold on 1 second.
He said that if you could get the numbers and everything correct the way he wants, would you want to fund it today?
Yeah, he said yeah.
Okay, so let me do this. Let me get back to you guys in about an hour. I appreciate you being honest with me. That's all I can ask. And give you about an hour to sort this out for you guys.
All right, cool, man. And then just be advised, we do take our lunch from 11 to 12, just so you know.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. No problem at all. I'll make a note of it. All
right, cool, man.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.